This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And the show is brought to you by Barry Kantz and Laureen Romero. This is show number 332 for June 2nd, 2013. Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And this is a show for the travel professional or anyone interested in learning more about the travel business. Laureen and I welcome you if you're a new listener, and thank you if you're a loyal member of our listening family. And we hope you find the show educational and maybe at times inspiring. Now, if you have any questions or suggestions or comments about the show, please email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Coming up in today's show, we're going to be talking with a host agency that works with new agents as well as the experienced travel agent. So stay tuned, and you will have an opportunity to learn what a quality host agency can do for your travel business. And something special coming up here, we have an offer for you, and if you haven't joined NACTA yet, this offer is going to be coming up in the interview section of the show, and Laureen will be giving you a promo code that you can use to save on a membership to NACTA. Now, if you miss it during the interview, I'm going to repeat the promo code at the end of the show. Now, this is a great offer for new NACTA memberships, and it's only valid from June 3rd through June 7th, 2013. So you're going to want to jump on this right away. Again, we'll give you the promo code a couple of times during the show. And finally, before we get into the interview portion of the show, just a reminder that you can find the Home Base Travel Agent Show on iTunes or on the Blueberry Network, and that's blubrry.com. That's Blueberry without the E's. And on the Travelcast Network, that's travelcastnetwork.com. And you know, if you have a television with a Roku box, you can even find the Home Base Travel Agent Show on your TV. And it's in the Blueberry channel, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, Blueberry without the E's. That's a Blueberry channel on the Roku box. And I want to thank the people over at NACTA, the National Association of Career Travel Agents, for recognizing the Home Base Travel Agent Show as a valuable resource and letting us become an affiliate member. And I also want to thank them for the special offer that they're giving to our listeners during this show. Now, thank you again. Thank you for the time you're taking out of your busy schedule and joining us for today's show. So now, on to the main portion of the show. Here we go. Well, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is the interview section of the show, and today our guest will be once again introduced by Laureen Romero, and we want to welcome all of our listeners to this segment of the show. And as you'll find out here soon, we have some special deals coming up for you. And if you're a new agent, I think you'll be particularly interested in this interview. So stand by for that. And while we get up to that point, I want to turn it over to Laureen Romero, who will introduce our guests. Laureen?
Great. Thank you, Barry. Glad to be back. I have the honor today of being on the phone with two wonderful businesswomen. I'm very impressed with their ability and their determination on how to work with new travel agents. I have known Andy and Emily for at least for a year. They are supplier members of NACTA, which means they are very, very invested financially and emotionally in being able to help support the home-based travel agent. For now, I would like to introduce Andy, who is the Montrose Travel president, founder, CEO, goddess of all things for Montrose. And I would like you to, Andy, to introduce your cohort next to you, because she's probably going to try to be quiet, and I don't want her hiding in the background. So, Andrew, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you.
Yes. Please tell us about yourself, how you came to be, and what do you do with travel agents?
All right. So first of all, I love the new title of goddess, because I've never had that before. So that's something new, and I'm pretty excited about that as of today. I'm with Emily Peters today, who handles all of the onboarding for our new entrants that come into the business, both seasoned agents as well as brand new agents. that join our hosting program. So Emily is with us today. Emily, say hello.
Hi there, everybody. Thanks for having us, Lorene and Barry.
We appreciate it, yeah. So just give a little bit of background on Montrose Travel, and then we're happy to answer any questions for you. Montrose Travel is a company that's been in business since 1956. My parents actually bought the agency as a retail, a small leisure retail agency back in 1972. And I grew up with the business. My brother and I both grew up with the business, everything from cleaning out the brochure room to working as frontline agents. And after we finished college and graduate school, we went on and worked in marketing for some large food companies. I worked with Hunt Wesson Foods and Kellogg's, both in packaged goods marketing. And it came to a point in 1990 that my folks wanted to retire. And we made the decision that my brother and I would buy the business from them and get into the travel business full-time as our careers. And that started in 1990. We were about a $6 million leisure-only agency at the time. And we started at that point. My folks had been hosting independent contractors in the format that it could have been back then, primarily local people who worked with us. Part-time and full-time, were able to use office space and that sort of thing. Their customers would come and visit them here in the agency. And that's how it all got started with our hosting business. Today, we're about a $165 million agency. We're very well diversified. Hosting is one segment of our business, but we also retail, leisure, corporate, and groups meetings and incentives. In addition, we've got a division that handles loyalty business that is kind of the type of company that would redeem credit card points for travel, and we work with hundreds of financial institutions on that side of our business as well. So we're kind of a hybrid company. We're both retail, direct to the consumer, as well as hosting. So in its current form, with the technology that we have, we've been hosting nationwide independent contractors since about 2004. And that's kind of a general overview of what we are and who we are and what we do.
Excellent. So let's say we have one of our listeners, because we get them quite often, who will email Barry and ask, hey, I'm looking to be new in the industry. Are you familiar with any host agencies that work with new members? They may have come from another background, a corporate business, or come from a brick and mortar that no longer is working with individuals. Is this somebody that Barry can recommend to you to be able to help mentor them and get them going in the business?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the biggest issues our industry has is the ability of people, you know, first of all, to attract new entrants, and secondarily, to bring in younger people. And we've kind of taken the strategy since day one that we want to be one of those companies, and we want to structure ourselves in such a way that we can support people who are brand new to the industry to bring them on, because that's really where much of the opportunity is, not only for us as a business, but also for bringing in new people to the industry. For a long, long time, many of the host agencies that are out there would only work with seasoned, experienced agents. And what would happen is people would get upset with a host, and then they'd move from one host to the next, and it just kind of became a trading chairs game. And people, you know, was not growing the business. Since 2004, we really have kind of taken the tact that we want to bring in brand new people to the business, and we've always done that, whether it's part-time or full-time. So we've always kind of had a reputation for bringing on new people, and we welcome them. And we're actually structured to be able to handle them. There are many companies, retail agencies, in fact, that have always kind of presumed that they could host independent contractors in the format that we used to do, you know, really back in the 70s and 80s before the technology existed. People would go out to a local travel agency and say, hey, you know, can I start working with you as an independent contractor? They used to refer to them as outside salespeople, and they would take them on. But today, with the the technology that's available, hosts have become a lot more sophisticated and now have the ability to work with people, you know, pretty much in any location. It doesn't matter where they are. And so in doing that, we've brought on a structure and a team of people to be able to support brand new agents that are coming in. And, you know, all of our systems really are set up to be able to handle that.
So it sounds like you have a structure that's put into place that will train them and be able to teach them what they need to know in order how to do some bookings, how to be able to follow up and structure. What is your method of teaching them?
Well, a couple of things, because it actually first starts when they first start talking to Emily in the very beginning, before they even join us. And one of the roles that Emily plays is in qualifying to make sure that they're a good fit for us. And, you know, in addition, obviously, we need to be a good fit for them because, you know, we really become a host becomes a business partner for somebody. And when you're somebody's partner, you need to make sure that it works for both sides. It doesn't, you know, hard sell tactics are not, you know, really part of our vocabulary. So we want to make sure that we're a good fit for them. So a couple of things that we're looking for is that we want to look for people that are serious about starting a business. And there's many people that are out there, especially when in the height of the multi-level marketing companies that were out there. Many people thought, oh, hey, I can get into the, you know, travel business, pretend like I'm in it, and as a consumer, I can travel for free or at discounts. And that was their primary motivation for getting into the industry. That is 100% not us. We are exactly the opposite. We want to work with people who are interested in building a business. And as long as they bring that mindset with them to us, then we welcome them with open arms. So we want to make sure that that works. Once somebody joins us, we usually within a couple of days, we do a welcome call to them. And when we do that, you know, at that point, we've already introduced them to our systems. They've probably gone in and played with our intranet, which is called Agent Connects. They've probably poked around and seen a little bit of what we have to offer them in terms of tools and resources. And the first thing that we hear is, you know, I'm a little bit overwhelmed. There's a lot here. I didn't know that there was that much involved. Some people fancy this as, you know, if I can book a reservation in Expedia, then I am a travel agent. And the first thing that's kind of a big shock to their system is that it's not like that. There's a whole lot more that goes into this industry and into their education and their knowledge base before they can successfully assist their customers and build their customer base. So the thing that we set up a number of years ago is what we call our Jumpstart series. And it's an 8-part rotating series that was developed based on the feedback that we got from many of the people that had joined us of what they need and where they felt overwhelmed and, you know, what a good, more simplistic, structured way would be that we could bring them on and have them feel comfortable and start to get some of the basic fundamentals under their belt and to make sure that they get off on the right foot. So they start with two different orientations. One of them just is a complete overview of the resources and tools that we have available to them and where to find things. So they're, you know, it's kind of a tour around our Agent Connect site. Then we walk them through the whole process of how to get paid, which is always very well attended because that's, you know, again, we've brought on entrepreneurs who are trying to build a business. And they want to make sure that they're getting paid properly because that's the reason they're here. So we walk them through the structure of how that all works, how they report their bookings, if they make changes, how that all happens. Then we get into who our preferred suppliers are, why we have preferred suppliers, commission structures, how to make reservations, how to properly qualify a customer, all of that kind of information. In addition, we get into how to research, you know, if somebody calls them up and say, you know, I want to go to Hawaii, where do I start? What do I do? Because again, if they're brand new to the industry, they really don't understand that. Their resources in the past have been, I'll go to Travelocity or I'll go to Expedia, and they go to one of the big OTAs, and they don't really understand all the other resources that are now available to them as a travel agent. we also get into marketing and how to start to build a prospect list, and how to announce properly announce their business to their prospect list, so these people really start to understand where their business is coming from, and you know the fact that business isn't going to automatically flock to them just because they printed a business card. There's a lot of hard work that goes into that. We introduce them to our CRM system, which is called Client Connects, and the marketing process that we go through. So that whole Jumpstart series kind of gets them through the basics of how to get started and what the process will be once their customers start to contact them. From there, we offer a very, very effective ongoing educational program with anywhere from 3 to 5 training sessions that are available to them per week. Sometimes we even do them on Saturdays, and we do that to accommodate the people that are still working full-time, and they're doing this part-time as they're bringing up a new business. Well, those sessions are all archived and recorded, so people can get at them on demand on their own time if they happen to miss the live version. And we've got a huge library of training that's available to people, so that's a great opportunity as well. We also host our annual education conference, and that's a great opportunity for them to come and now start to network with their peers. We have people that are, you know, everything from with us 1 week to with us for 30 years who are attending those sessions and those conferences that we have. And we always try to rotate so we have a different preferred supplier product that's featured. So like this year, we're doing a 3-day Princess Cruise. We've done Royal Caribbean. We've done Carnival. We've gone to an all-inclusive down in Mexico. We've done Walt Disney World. So we've done, you know, we try to move it around so it's in a different area of the country or a different type of conference. So not only are they getting the benefit of the sessions that are attending, the networking that's available to them, but they're also learning a new product firsthand. So that's just kind of an overview of some of the training that we have available to them.
Andy, it sounds like Montrose Travel is very hands-on and family-related is the term that I'm thinking. You're very connected to them, and to be able to be close and intimate with your staff as well as you're now an extended part of your family.
Correct. And yeah, Lorene, that's a really important part of who we are and what we are like as a company. You know, there's a lot of good hosts that are out in the market, and we're all very different culturally and in how we execute our programs. One of the things I know that Emily hears quite a bit, and I used to hear quite a bit when speaking to people who are interested in learning more about our program, is, wow, you know, I've been doing research for the last 2 months, and all the hosts are all starting to sound the same now. And they've put together a big spreadsheet, and they've got, you know, columns and rows of, you know, who the hosts are and all the different features of every host. And sure, we all have preferred suppliers. Sure, we all offer top-tier commissions. Sure, you know, we all pay by direct deposit. You know, a lot of it starts to sound the same. Where we really differentiate ourselves in the market is who we are as people and human beings. And who we are really as a company and what it's like to call and contact us. We want to get to know the people that join us. We are not merely a place to transact a booking, you know, where you report a booking number and a commission amount, and later on the other end, you're going to get a commission check. We get involved with people in helping them actually build their businesses. They are really part of our family. They're invited to all of our parties that we have, and we do have good parties. They're invited to our parties. They have, you know, access to our core team of support and business development folks. And let me kind of clarify what that means. We have about 150 employees here in Montrose. We're all in one location. We happen to be in 4 different buildings, but we literally are like a monopoly board where we're right next to each other. So we're in 4 buildings, but we are really in one headquarters location. We have 150 people that work here. Can you imagine what it would feel like if you dialed an 800 number for support and got a receptionist and then had to get routed around the company to try to find a person who can help you? We all know how that feels when you call some suppliers sometimes and when you have to call the phone company and you can't get anybody live on the phone to talk to you or they don't know who you are. But when our agents call in, they talk to a core group of people initially. And our core group of people generally have the ability and the know-how to answer, I'd say, 80% of the questions that come in. It's that other 20% that now they reach out to the rest of our company, whether it's RT and web development group about the websites that we provide to people, whether it's, you know, our leisure agents who can give a recommendation on a hotel for a family in London, whether it's to our corporate business development team about somebody who's looking to go after a new corporate account and really doesn't know what tools are available to them, or maybe it's assistance in making a presentation. The difference with us is that we are a hybrid company, and because we're a hybrid company and we are out on the front line doing the exact same thing that our hosted agents are doing, we're selling travel just like they're selling travel. We have the ability, really, that it's quite unique to us to help them really at a much different level than they're going to get through a pure host. And that's really one of the big differences. And that's really what our culture is about and what it's like to be part of our family.
Thank you. That's an excellent explanation of how that works. I have the visual now. Thank you. So if, let's say, for instance, someone was interested in becoming part of the family, what's the process? Is it a monthly or quarterly? How does your structure work?
I'll let Emily handle that one because she handles this one on a daily basis.
Well, if someone's interested in our program, there's two things that they can do. And initially, they're going to want to go ahead and check us out online. I think we have one of the best websites among the hosts out there. It's extremely informative. It's www.mtravel.com, and it just breaks down the program really nicely, gives you an idea of our history, who we are as a company, you know, the services that we provide. And then I recommend always reaching out to me personally. The 800 number that's on the site, it goes directly to me. So anytime someone calls it, I'm the person that they're going to get. And it gives me an opportunity to get an idea of, you know, their goals and visions, their background in the industry, if any. And that just kind of helps me better, you know, sort of suggest other routes that they can take in terms of research and then also explain how we may be a good fit for them based on, you know, what they're looking for in a host. And so whether that be through email or over the phone, I love talking to people over the phone. And then from there, you know, if they get to the point where they're sort of ready to take the plunge, then they would just go back to the website. And our Join Now application is right there on the homepage. So it's really simple, really straightforward. They go ahead and submit that. And we typically can have people up and running in about 3 business days. So it's a quick turnover.
Oh, that's excellent. I'm looking at your site right now, and it is very easily navigated. It explains about who you are, why someone would want to be part of your family, the technology, testimonials. You're right. The Join Now button is right there. It's very easy to use. And one of the things that I do admire about you guys is the fact that you are invested back into the travel agent community. The reason that we met was because I am the facilitator for the NACTA webinars, and I had the pleasure of working with Emily and Andy a couple of months ago when they had one of the webinar trainings for us. And they were very easy to work with, and I really got the sense that they're passionate about being able to work with new agents as well as seasoned agents, and the fact that they do embrace every individual as part of their family, as part of their family. And I was very attracted to that, to the point that Barry and I talked in the background, and Barry said, you know, we've been having a lot of inquiries for people who are interested in coming into the industry. Do you know anybody who would be a good launching point and staying point for any new agents. And of course, I emailed Emily saying, hey, I know we just connected, but I have this good sense that you have what some of our listeners want, and this is why you're on the show today. So this is a perfect fit.
Well, we appreciate that.
And also, as a shout out for being one of the NACTA suppliers, which I am proud for you to be, NACTA has also offered, because you are on our show, a new member for NACTA offer. This offer is good from June 3rd to 7th. If you are not a NACTA supplier, a NACTA member yet and are interested in joining, because Andy and Emily are on the show, they're giving a $25 discount for new members to NACTA with the code HBT, as in home based travel, A25. So if anybody is listening to the show and would like to become new NACTA members, we would be honored and privileged if you would use the code HBTA25. And that way we also know that you have connected with Montrose, because that's why you would be listening to the show. Barry, I know that you put yourself on mute because Coco has been in the background, but what kind of questions do you have for Andy?
Yeah, Coco's been good since I turned the bark off on. And my lawnmower guy, I think he's in the backyard. All this happens, you know, it's quiet here for days. And then as soon as we start an interview, the neighborhood kid decides to mow the lawn, as it might happen. Anyhow, a question I have, I kind of want to go back to the basics and ask, you know, some people, when they start a business, maybe they're starting a home repair, or they're going to, I don't know, do a workshop in their garage and sell furniture or something. They just get it up and they get it going and start it. Why is a travel business different? Why does someone need a host agency? Why can't they just do this on their own?
That's a great question. And unfortunately, many people do think that they can go do it on their own. And they kind of set themselves up for a lot of headaches and heartache in doing so. A host really is in play because until you're doing really a significant volume, and I'm talking about probably $1 million plus in revenue, it makes sense financially and from a resource standpoint, from a buying power standpoint, to affiliate with a strong host. A host can make it very simple to get into business. You know, there's a lot of things that you have to do in order to start up your business. You've got to get a website in play. You've got to get your email address set up, your business cards done, business licensing taken care of, making sure that you're in compliance with the seller of travel laws in the various states. You need to establish a mechanism for suppliers to be able to compensate you with commission, which means that you have to find whether it's a CLIA number or one of the various ways that you can have some kind of a number available to you in order to have commissions. Then you have to set up with all of these different suppliers so they can pay you commission. And basically, you know, the list goes on and on and on. If you want to sell airline tickets, you need to become ARC appointed, then you need to get a GDS system, and it goes on and on. When you affiliate with a host, and a host that's, you know, really a full service host, you take all of that heartache out of the middle of it, and it becomes a much more efficient and cost effective setup for you.
Okay, great.
No, that's very important. So thank you, Barry, for pointing that out. Because, as you're right, a lot of people think, oh, I can just do this on my own. This is a business. And having a host such as you, Andy, really just does take the complication out of it. It puts you under an umbrella where you have suppliers that you can work with, gives you resources that you wouldn't have on your own. And like you said, I'm picturing, you know, the frustration that new people have just when someone says, I want to go to Disney, what can you set me up? You know, so it really is part of being a business and a good business decision for someone to be with a host agent. Are there any other pointers that you would like to mention before we close? This has been wonderful to have you on, and I'd like you to also be able to mention how would people contact Emily since she's your front line? What do they need to do to reach out to her?
There's a few ways that they can reach out to me. So they can call me directly. My 800 is 800-870-5799, and I'm here Monday through Friday, so they can go ahead and give me a buzz. They can also email me directly. It's E for Emily, Peters@montrosetravel.com. Or if they just want to keep it really simple, they can go to mtravel.com, click on Contact Us, and if they fill out one of the forms there, that also drops right into my inbox, and I'm happy to speak with anybody who's interested.
And to answer your other question, final pointers. I think the biggest thing that people need to understand when they're getting into the business is that it's very, very important to establish your customer base or the group of people at a minimum that we're going to call your prospect base initially for who you're going to market and announce your business to. A lot of people will get in, they'll start doing a lot of training with us. They kind of, you know, they have fun with some of the creative side of things, you know, naming their business and getting a domain and getting their logo together. But one of the most critical things is really to start pulling together a prospect list. And that list really should be, you know, both emails, phone numbers, and direct mail addresses that can go into a CRM system. The goal in from a marketing standpoint is to remain top of mind with those people year-round. So when they get to a point that they're ready to make a purchase decision, they think of you. And we recommend that you are in front of your prospect list a minimum of 2 times a month. And so depending on who is on your list and that sort of thing, you can't wear it out. You don't want to spam them. You don't want to oversaturate the list, but you also don't want to avoid communication, and that's very, very important. So I think that's kind of the biggest pointer I would give to somebody that's new in the business is start working on your prospect list.
You know, one of the things that I would be thinking about if I were a new agent ready to get into the business is, you know, there's a barrier out there, and I know it's an imaginary barrier, but it's something that tells me that people are buying all their travel on the internet nowadays. That's not necessarily true, is it?
No, it's absolutely not necessary. The internet certainly has enabled people just not only from an education standpoint and an information standpoint, but also from a booking standpoint. So, you know, the simplistic transactions that traditionally occurred through a travel agency really can be done online now. If somebody wants to book an airline ticket or somebody wants to, you know, book a what I'll call a branded hotel stay, you know, a Hyatt or a Fairmont hotel, something that you really know and understand what it is. A little bit more difficult with boutique type properties, whether or not, you know, they've got an accurate photo and you can really believe that it's a 4-star property when it's a 1-star property. But at the end of the day, you know, people who start to get into more complex travel, which is where the leisure business comes in, the incentive business comes in, booking groups and booking corporate accounts, you really are at a disadvantage. And from a time and efficiency and some many times cost disadvantage to book online. And what an agent really brings to the party is advice and recommendations. And that's really the biggest thing. Now, our agents kind of enjoy both sides of the world because we provide a private labeled website to them. And on that website, they have booking capabilities for air, car, hotel, cruise, and what we call dynamic packages where people can put their own package together. That's all built in and very expensive technology that we've built in and provide as part of the annual fee when somebody joins us. So everybody's got a website with us. They don't have to go out and reinvent the world. So they can now, on the one hand, if somebody wants to book their own airline ticket, they can just go to their website now. They don't have to lose those transactions and those customers to the OTAs, the online travel agencies, the big guys. They can take care of them themselves. And when it gets into the more complex travel, or the more, you know, where somebody wants more hand-holding, they can now get involved in that transaction on a more personal basis for personal selling reasons.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Well, this has been wonderful. Thank you both for being on our podcast. To me, the importance is connection. We have an audience of home-based travel agents. You have a service that works with full-fledged and seasoned travel agents, but are looking for a host agent. And we also have people who are looking for a new way to be able to get into the industry. So I think this is really synchronistic in terms of being able to combine both together. And I want to thank you again, both, for being on the show. Barry, thank you again for always being our wonderful host and putting this all together. How do people reach out to you if they need to contact you?
Well, they can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how do they get a hold of you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's spelled sharptongued at mac.com. Always going to be that Mac person. I can also be reached on my personal Facebook, which is Laureen R. That's L-O-R-E-N-E-R, or I can be reached on my work Facebook page, which is Sharp Tongue. So thank you both for being on the show. Don't hang up just yet. This is for the recording part, but I do want to thank you again for being on the show and give your website address one more time, please, Emily.
They can find us at www.mtravel.com. And if they want to check us out on Facebook, they can find us on Facebook/mtravelhostagency.
Perfect. Are you going to be at any expos or events coming up in the near future that people might be able to go and meet with you?
You know, actually, we're not.
Oh, yeah, of course, I had to ask that.
No, but that's okay. I mean, let us tell you why. We have found, really, that our time is much better served for individuals interested in us when we can spend more time with them on the phone or face-to-face when they come out to our office than standing at a trade show booth. A lot of good shows out there. We just haven't found them to be overly effective for us for our purposes. But you can always find us here.
Where are you physically located?
We are in Montrose, California, which is in the Los Angeles area.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's good. Thank you for pointing that out. And you're absolutely right. It makes more sense in terms of interpersonal building to be able to just say, hey, come on down and meet us instead of, hey, here's my card behind a table. Call me sometime.
Right.
So thank you again, Emily, Andy, again, Barry, as always, love doing the show with you. Thank you for having us here, and we will talk to you in the near future.
All right. Thank you both very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you for the great interview. Very informative and very educational, and I hope the listeners take advantage of Montrose Travel. It's a great host agency, and we are really happy to have them on the show this time around and hope to have them back again in the future so we can learn more about Montrose Travel. And again, you can find them at mtravel.com, so check them out. And I want to thank Laureen for all the hard work that she does in going out and locating people in the travel trade that we can bring on the show and interview. And if you have an interest in being on the show, let us know. Drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. You know, we like to have new agents. If you're just getting started, it'd be great to interview you to find out how you're doing and what you're doing to get started. And, you know, even an experienced agent, absolutely, we'd like to have an experienced agent perhaps to come on the show and tell us about how they're doing and how they're getting business. So if you're interested, drop me an email. And once again, I want to talk about the NACTA special offer to our listeners, and that's a $25 off of a NACTA membership for new memberships, and you can obtain that by going to NACTA's website, NACTA.com, or giving them a call, and using the promo code HBTAS. Or if you give them a call, I bet if you just tell them that you've heard this on the Home-Based Travel Agent Show, that'll work too. So take advantage of that special offer. It's, again, only available June 3rd through June 7th. So once again, I want to thank everybody for taking time out and listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're going to call it a wrap for today. So I hope everybody has safe travels, stay healthy, and we will see you, I want to say next month, but we didn't do a show in May, so we're going to have two shows in June, coming up at the end of June, obviously. So anyhow, take care, everybody. We'll see you in a few weeks. Bye-bye now.